Dr. Max Reinschmidt, Reinecke is...
Try that again, Bill.
That's okay, Bill Bucksnart.
Yeah. Actually, there is a Reinschmidt that plays football in Brandon, and I kind of had my mind on
Brandon there.
So Dr. Max is with us this morning, and we talked a little bit about golfers and twinges and problems. And last week I said, I got this twinge, and you told me.
Well, we're going to take a look at your right knee. Well, we're going to take a look at your body today, and we're going to try and figure out why that right knee bothers you more than the left.
Thank you.
And what I'm going to do, I would like to say that our thoughts and prayers are with the families of these two gentlemen. That was an extreme tragedy. But, Bill, what we're going to do with you is what I would call it a screening exam.
Okay.
We're going to take a look at you to see if we need to take a better look at you. And there's only so many things I can do while you're here in your Attila the Hun chair in front of your black microphone. But we should be able to come up with some answers. So I'm just going to talk my way through this examination. And first, I'd like you, Bill, just to kind of sit back in your chair and... pull yourself away from the desk so that I can... I'm going to be looking at your legs here and examining them. You kind of turn around here, out this way. Very good. Now, the first thing I'm going to do is check for sacroiliac instability. Okay. I want you to sit up straight in your chair.
That's as straight as you get.
Okay. You're kind of leaning off this way. There. Now, pick your right knee up so your foot's up off the ground. Now, you hold that leg up for me best you can. Hold.
Okay.
Okay. That wasn't very good, was it? Okay. Put that down. Let's try the other one. Pick this leg up. Hold this. Now, you feel how much more strength you have in your left thigh muscle compared to your right thigh muscle?
Yeah, there is a difference.
There's a difference, isn't there? Now, your sacroiliac joint is this joint right here. Is that a little tender to my pressure?
No.
Not outstandingly?
No.
I want you to put your hand right where mine is. So you put both hands. So Bill's putting his hands on either side of his on either sacroiliac joint. Now pick this leg back up and now hold it. Is that stronger?
Yes.
It seems to be stronger with your hands on your back, doesn't it? Okay, take your hands away. Let's try that again.
Oh.
Definitely. Okay, so our first answer is that there may be some sacroiliac instability. Let's see if you have any nerve root impingement. Now what I'm going to do, you just relax the leg. I'm going to be testing Bill's... leg muscles to see if there is a weakness. So first turn your foot in, Bill, and now hold it. That was okay. And now bring your foot out and try not to keep it on the floor. There, now hold. Okay, bring your foot toes back in. We're testing medial knee rotation. Hold. Hold strong. Very good. Now, bring your toes out. We're checking lateral knee rotation. One more time. Okay, that's kind of iffy. Now, keep your toes up like you're taking your foot off the gas. Hold it. We're testing dorsiflexion. Now, that's...
Dorsi what?
We're testing the gas pedal muscle.
Okay. Right.
So when you let up on the gas, you don't have much strength there, do you? Let's check the other foot. Bring this toe up. Hold it. Now, feel how I can stand on that? You can hold my weight, can't you?
I can.
Okay. Let's go back to this right foot and hold it. Pretty easily.
There's a difference.
You can't hold it, can you?
No.
Now, we want to see what the cause of that weakness is, so we're going to move your spine around. I want you to stick your belly way out. What you're doing there is you're extending your spine. Now bend the knee again here and hold the foot up with your tummy out. Hold the foot up. That didn't help. Now suck your tummy way in. Suck that belly in. Suck it up even higher. Now hold your foot up. You're able to hold me there, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay. So that tells us that there has something to do with Bill's low back affecting this right foot weakness.
So I'm not imagining things.
No, no. Now, what I want you to do is bend sideways in your chair. And listeners, I want you to know that we do have tables and whatnot at the office. We don't check everyone with me on the floor and you sitting in the waiting room. Lift up the foot again. Hold it up, buddy. Hold it up. That's bad. Now lean the other way. Lean the other way. And now hold the foot up. Hold it. Is that better? Hold it again.
Yes,
hold.
That is.
Okay. And weren't you leaning in this position when I started my exam and I told you to sit up straight?
Yes.
Okay. So your body kind of inherently knows how it needs to lean to get that functioning as best it can. So what I've learned from this is that you have some involvement of the L5 disc. It is affecting the muscle that picks your toe up during your stride. You might every once in a while catch this foot on a carpet or wish you could pick your feet up a little better. The reason you can't is because you have a nerve deficiency. I also think you have some instability in your pelvis, and the next step would be to do a more thorough exam. Probably take some x-rays to see is that L5 disc, has it gotten thin? Has it degenerated? Does it look like a disc that we'd hope to see on a middle-aged fellow like yourself?
Thanks for the courtesy.
You bet. You bet.
All right. So we're about out of time in the segment. In essence, what you learned was?
What I learned was that you have a lumbar disc problem that typically responds very well to chiropractic care. And I think that you have some sacroiliac instability. You may have had that for some time. That might be what led to that wear at the L5 disc. And that's just going to complicate things a little bit more from the standpoint of getting your pelvis aligned and you needing to wear a little bit of a support belt. But I would think that if we can get together between now and next Wednesday, you should be able to have a good report for the listeners.
All right. Dr. Max Reinecke, how they find you?
335-0880. You can find us on the web, ReinekeClinic.com. And if you want to tell anyone about what we did today, they can go to our website and listen to the podcast.
We appreciate that. And we'll try to get together between now and next Wednesday.
Very good. Thanks for being a good sport, Bill.
All right.
Yep, you did a good job sticking your gut out there, Bill.
Thanks a lot.